Good morning.
Tell us about these ginger nuts. I've got four packets. Some are longer than others. They don't actually fit in the box in the same direction. So they're not just the packets all look similar but different. So I'm holding one up from Victoria and one up from South Australia and WA. The one from Victoria is about 5 centimetres longer than the other. What is going on with the ginger nut?
So that's correct. Ginger nuts are actually one of our most unique biscuits, and we make four different ones to suit the tastes of people in different states. So all the packets are different sizes because the biscuits both taste different and are different in texture and colour. And all the packs are 250 grams, so you can imagine some of the biscuits are bigger and wider than others, so the packs differ in sizes a little bit.
And even the picture on the front of the South Australian one and the WA one are different. So the biscuit itself looks different. Can you tell us why we have different biscuits in different states?
Arnott's has been around for a very long time, and we're an amalgamation of a lot of different biscuit companies that were present in different states. And back when we kind of consolidated our operations or our baking operations to New South Wales, we tried to, put the New South Wales ginger nut out nationally, and we got told from people in different states that had been enjoying ginger nuts made by different biscuit companies that they preferred the one that they were used to. So now we make four different ginger nuts to suit people's taste in different states.
And are they all made in the same factory?
They are. So they're all made at our bakery, which is in Huntingwood in New South Wales.
Okay, so let's start with the New South Wales ACT ginger nut. I'm just going to open up the packet and I'm going to see. Okay, so it looks like a bit bigger than a 50-cent piece. Very smooth on top, not a lot of crackles. What are we looking at here with the New South Wales ACT ginger nut?
So they're the thickest and the hardest. They're said to be the best for dunking. They're lighter in colour than some of their counterparts in other states. And I think taste-wise, they're a little more gingery. So they're perfect for dunking in a cup of tea.
Okay, let me try. Oh yeah.
They're quite surprisingly hard, aren't they?
Mm, they really are hard. And they've got that, is that the sugar content, a higher sugar content?
They do, actually. I think they have the highest calorie content.
I'm just looking at the back of all the packets, and the calorie content of two biscuits for this one, 467 kilojoules, whereas for the ginger nut from Queensland, 310 kilojoules.
Yes. So there are, the recipes are actually very similar, or the ingredient lists are really similar between the four different varieties. What changes is how long we bake them for and how much of each ingredient goes into each of the different bakes.
I like the New South Wales ACT one. Now let's crack open the Queensland one, which is a longer packet. What can you tell us about Queenslanders and their love of the ginger nut?
So they're thin, they're sweeter, and they should be darker in colour.
Oh, they are. They're a completely different biscuit.
Yeah.
I don't recognise this as a ginger nut, Nikki.
They're made with the same ingredients, just in slightly different quantities, and I believe these ones are baked for a little longer.
So this looks more like a gingerbread. Like, it looks like it might have treacle or molasses in it, does it?
Let
me have a look at the ingredients.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but yes, this is more like a gingerbread style biscuit. You're absolutely
look
correct.
Look at me, I know my biscuits. That's why. So flour, sugar, golden syrup. I'm just comparing with the other ones. No, it doesn't have, it has a caramel colour, which may be the difference. Yeah, it does. It has a caramel colour, which the other biscuit doesn't. The New South Wales ACT one doesn't. So that might be, a different flavour entirely. Don't you think? Not nearly as gingery. And I can see why. So the original one was the New South Wales one. That's the one that you thought everybody should love.
Well, that was the original one that Arnott's baked. So we're dating all of them back to around 1906.
But you thought, when you tried to push out that first one, the Arnott's one, before you, thinking everyone should enjoy the same ginger nut, I can see why. Yes. That's a completely different ginger nut in Queensland to the one in New South Wales. A bit thinner, a bit darker. Now I'm going to the South Australian, West Australian ginger nut. What's this one? I feel like a kid in a sweet shop, let me tell you, Nikki.
They should be sweeter than the Victorian biscuit.
Oh, okay. So should
they look similar, but they're sweeter.
And they've got a lot more crackles on top. So where the New South Wales one is a fairly flat biscuit on top, it doesn't have those sort of telltale crackles. This one has much more crackling.
Yes. So that's due to the bake, the difference in baking.
Okay. It's about the same size as the New South Wales. Mm-hmm. Yep. Is that good listening to me crunch on biscuits?
It sounds like you're enjoying it.
Mm. I think, isn't that funny? I would love to hear from people if they are from a different state other than New South Wales. And when you come to New South Wales, do you miss the ginger nut of your state of origin? Do you often get requests for people where they can find their ginger nut that they remember in their state, if they can't get it in their state?
We absolutely do. And we often get phone calls and contacts from people saying, what have you done to the ginger nuts? You've changed them and we're not happy about it. And it's because they've either moved into state or they've bought a pack while they're travelling into state, or sometimes a box accidentally of New South Wales ginger nuts, for example, accidentally gets delivered to a shop in Queensland. And then we have quite a few people say to us, you've changed the ginger nuts and we're not happy, and it's just that they've got a batch of ones from a different state.
Because there's no way of telling from the packet that this is a ginger nut from Queensland or a ginger nut that's destined for the New South Wales market, is there?
So to try and diminish the chance of that happening, actually the Queensland ones do say in the blurb on the pack, oven baked exactly the way our Queensland locals love them, and the New South Wales ACT ones do as well, but we haven't got that on the packs for the SAWA.
Now, finally, the Victorians. What are the Victorians loving a ginger nut?
Bigger, softer, and sweeter.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's darker, and I can break it easily with my fingers, whereas I don't think I could do that with the... Oh, yeah, no, definitely not with the New South Wales one. I've got crumbs all over the studio. My guest this morning on ABC Radio Canberra is Nikki Thompson. She's the communications manager of Arnott's. So she has to eat a lot of biscuits, no doubt, to be able to talk about them. But consequently, she sent me lots of ginger nut biscuits so I can eat a lot of them and talk about them. That tastes like ginger beer rather than a solid, spicy, sort of quite hot ginger that the New South Wales ones have.
Yes, and we hear that this is probably closest to like traditional ginger nuts that people have tasted from overseas or you know, from other manufacturers.
So if you ever try to change a biscuit, something as classic as a ginger nut that has been around for over 100 years, what are your lessons learnt? What have Arnott's learnt about the discerning tastes of their audience?
Oh, look, so it's interesting with biscuits because they're a baked good. Small variances between bakes and batches are inevitable. And there's also variances between ovens and seasonal ingredient differences. We've learnt to keep changes to a minimum. It's funny, biscuits, I guess, are so linked to moments from childhood and remind people of their parents or grandparents or a best friend. So there's that nostalgia factor. And people, well, look, they don't like change anyway, but we've learnt that in particular, they don't like their biscuits to change.
When you open a packet, you expect it to be the same every time.
I bet you've been eating a lot of people have been eating our biscuits. Ginger nuts have been around since 1906, but lots of our other varieties have been around, as you say, for 50, 100 years, and people have grown up on them. So, while I say some variances are inevitable, they're a baked good, we definitely try to keep them to a minimum.
Does this also, the interstate differences go across any other biscuit?
It does, although it's a bit clearer. So Jats and Savoy.
What's the difference between those two?
So Jats are available in New South Wales. It was the same thing. Savoys were made in Victoria by Brockhoff Biscuit Company, and when they joined with us, we tried to roll one one variety, which was the one Arnott's was making Jats out nationwide, and our consumers in Victoria and Tasmania told us, nope, we like the one that we've got. So, we still make both Jats and Savoys for the local markets.
Because you can sell enough of them, and you want to keep your customers happy.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. And there are Jats and Savoy are very similar, but again, there are some slight ingredient differences with that one, and Savoys are slightly sweeter.
They've got a bit of golden syrup in them, I understand.
That's correct. Yes, they do.
There you go. And people might wonder when they cross over state borders why you can't get the biscuit that you know and love, and that is the reason.
That's exactly right. That's the reason.
Tell me about the staff room.
Our tea room or our kitchens are filled with biscuits, as you can imagine, and they're refreshed a couple of times a day. So we're very lucky.
I can imagine. Not just the broken biscuits either. You wouldn't be getting the bottom of the biscuit jar.
No, we don't.
What's the most popular biscuit in Australia?
It's actually Jats.
The easy entertainer.
Jats is wildly popular. And in chocolate biscuits, it's the Tim Tam.
There you go. And I don't think anyone could ever, I couldn't make a ginger nut. It mightn't be the same as the Arnott's ginger nut, but I can make a ginger nut. I cannot make a Tim Tam.
No, they're a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. Thanks for your time this morning, Nikki.
Thank you.